Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity, right now, and you'll get 10% off. All right, thanks, Scott Shannon. Hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Happy Friday, 800-941-SEAN, our number. You want to be a part of the program. We continue. Obviously, our top story is the disaster that is the HER report on Joe Biden and his cognitive deficiencies. And one funnier angle, I think, is the media meltdown over this. They can't believe it. Now, a few people are sounding the alarm. There are people like Paul Begala out there saying, this is terrible for the Democrats, this press conference on top of it. You know, anybody with a functioning brain would know it. Well, that would probably remove everybody from MSDNC because Rachel Maddow, the lead conspiracy theorist over there, actually thinks, well, Joe rides a bicycle and everything, and that means he's okay. And it's okay if he's 80 and he can be president. I'm like, really? That guy? The one that we've been watching? That talks to dead people. Let's remind you first of Joe Biden talking to all the dead people.
I flew over a million miles on Air Force Two, and I was going home as a United States as vice president. And one of the conductors said to me, "Hey Joe, big deal, million whatever 200." He said, "You've traveled over a million miles on Amtrak." I said, "How the hell do you know that?" And they added it up.
The said conductor retired decades before Biden was VP and died at least a year before he logged a million miles.
You know how much it cost to make that insulin drug for diabetes? Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him, okay?
The problem was the two men awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their discovery of insulin. Sir Frederick Banting and Professor John James Richard MacLeod died before Joe Biden was even born.
Right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from France looked at me and said, you know, how long are you back for?
But the president he named has been dead for almost 30 years. I want to tell you my secret now. I see dead people.
Biden talking to dead people. You know, and then, of course, you know, all of this now happening in the course of a week. I mean, I could sit back and pat myself on the head and say that all the grief I got from the left wing media, you know, for pointing this out as often as I have, rightly so, for all these years, kind of like the Russia hoax and impeachment one and impeachment two and everything else that we report. Linda, looks like once again that we're right. But I know your friends in the mob and the media. Linda's very worked up about this. Very well.
I'm just angry about it. I feel that it's a disgrace, and I think if you're going to say that he's up to snuff and he's not feeble and feckless and completely cognitively challenged as we see.
Linda, he rides a bicycle. How could, I mean, do you need any more proof? Now he falls off the bicycle. That part wasn't brought up. All right, you ready to get more mad? Are you ready to get more mad?
Sure.
Okay, here's the media defending this.
This special prosecutor could have written the same report without using these words. Elderly man with a poor memory.
What should the headline from this report be? Not indicted.
Not guilty. Right.
Not the evidence to indict him.
Part of that report was an outrage, was a disgrace. I mean, the idea that they that he would make such a big point of Biden being elderly is not something a prosecutor needed to do.
A neurologist and a lawyer.
Let me just finish, but I agree.
Well, no, but we kind of need to stop there. A neurologist?
You're talking about her.
Her. From Trump University.
He exonerated him, but with the other hand, raised these really unnecessary points.
Well, if it was Donald Trump, they'd have no problem indicting him. Anyway, here for the latest on what was a disastrous report and, of course, a disastrous press conference thereafter. The my memory is fine. I'm an elderly man. I know what the hell I'm doing press conference. Anyway, here to respond, Roger Severino, VP of Domestic Policy at the Heritage Foundation and Trump's former director of the Office of Civil Rights and former DOJ civil rights attorney. And Caitlin Sutherland is with us, executive director of Americans for Public Trust. You know, let's talk first about this Robert Hur report. Maybe in many ways, I would argue, Caitlin, that this is more damning to Joe than an indictment, even though I think he should have been indicted. If they're going to indict Trump, he certainly should have been indicted. It's no different.
Yeah, so thanks for having me on to discuss this. If you take a look at the report, you know, it describes Biden as hazy, fuzzy, faulty, poor, you know, as this elderly man, yet how does the liberal media respond? Oh, well, you're pouncing on him. No, of course this pushback is necessary. And then when he came out last night, total confusion. It was clearly well past his bedtime, and he confused Egypt and Mexico. I think that he needs...
Well, wait a minute. I mean, they're kind of similar countries, aren't they? Oh, that's right. They're foreign countries. That would make every country different. Yeah, I thought making the two mistakes and him getting so up in arms about his, you know, question, that question about my son, I was outraged and so on and so forth. I've worn this every day. It's the rosary from Our Lady of what, Joe? I mean, he had two major gaffes in that angry press conference.
Yeah, whoever sent him out there last night should be fired. It was clearly the wrong decision, and it certainly isn't helping him play cleanup that he is well-equipped to, one, carry out the remaining year as president, and then serve four more years. I think a lot of folks really are wondering if Joe Biden has 5 years left in him to run this country.
That's a great question. We'll ask you, Roger Severino. What did you think of the report, number one, and the my memory is fine, I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing press conference, where he didn't remember El-Sisi was the president of Egypt, and then he said he got this rosary from Our Lady of, I don't know what the Our Lady of what, but and I went to Catholic school for 12 years. Anyway, sir, what's your reaction?
It's probably Our Lady of Sorrows, because this was a sorrowful performance on the part of President Biden. This was perhaps the worst of all possible results for him, because look, you had a report, he had a potential legal liability. Okay, that may be off the table, but it's worse off now because President Trump now has the argument that there is a double standard. It was the exact same crime, and this report says that indeed there was evidence that Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified materials. That's in there in black and white. He did that. That means he actually violated the law. Now,
he willfully retained and disclosed classified materials after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. including marked classified documents about foreign policy, Afghanistan, handwritten notes, all of which should not have been in his possession. And he had four separate locations.
Correct. And that's the same exact type of claim against President Trump. And President Trump is going all the way through the trial. I mean, they've thrown everything at him. So there is the double standard in this politicized DOJ, and that argument is still preserved, right? So that does not hurt Biden. That actually helps Trump. It hurts Biden. It helps Trump. And then you have the reasons why. Why did this special prosecutor think, you know what, we're not going to take this before a jury? Because it would look like elder abuse, and it would be very sympathetic and very sad, and he'd have the very real excuse that I had no idea because he is effectively senile. And that's what came out of this report, that they couldn't go after him as a matter of prosecutorial discretion because a jury would say, you know what, he can't be criminally liable because he forgot it all. And that leads to the very difficult political question. If he cannot be competent to stand trial, his memory was so bad that he couldn't be criminally guilty, how could he be president of the United States and effectively run the country? That is the most dangerous, damning part of this entire report.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I'm listening to all these people defend him, but they're defending the indefensible. I mean, these are people that now for three plus long years have denied that Joe has a cognitive problem. The same people that, you know, would lie to our face and say the border is secure and the border is closed. The same Joe Biden that would say, I never once spoke to Hunter, my brother, or anybody for that matter about their foreign business deals. I mean, their lies are spectacular, but then you compare the coverage. All right, quick break, more with Roger Severino, more with Caitlin Sutherland on the other. All right, we continue now analyzing Joe Biden's My Memory is Fine, I'm an Elderly Man, and I Know What the Hell I'm Doing press conference on top of this brutal report by the special counsel, Robert Herr. Anyway, we continue with Caitlin Sutherland and Roger Severino. All right, Donald Trump, who I've spent a lot of time with, maybe I've interviewed him more than any other one person in the country. And I could tell you recently, and I can tell you over the years, cognitively, he's not changed a bit. You know, and then yesterday I get attacked by Karine Jean-Pierre. We actually had to go back in the archives and find what she was referring to when she said, well, even Sean Hannity once compared Jason Chaffetz, or misintroduced Jason Chaffetz instead of Matt Gaetz, or whatever, vice versa.
And also Sean Hannity himself has said Jason Chaffetz when he met Matt Gaetz. I mean, it happens. It really happens.
That happened in 2020. I didn't even remember the incident, for crying out loud, which may show signs that I'm getting like Joe. I don't know. What do you think, Caitlin?
Well, of course, you know, there's one thing when you are, you know, constantly talking to individuals, you know, to mess up a word here or there, you know, famously, you know, people accidentally say, oh, I'm in New Hampshire, when they're really in Massachusetts, when they're on the campaign trail. Obviously, no one is perfect. You know, we get mixed up over our words and sometimes get confused. There is one thing, just little accidental slips that happen in everyday common conversations, and having a severe cognitive decline with age, as to be expected. And now,
okay, so let me play something for you then, because this came up, and this was within the last week, as he also admitted in the last week he spoke to not one but two dead people. But, you know, mixing up a name is very different than forgetting Hamas and sounding like this.
There is some movement, and I don't want to choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from there's been a response from the opposition, but yes, I'm sorry, from Hamas, but it seems to be a little over the top. We're not sure where it is. There's continuing negotiation right now.
Is there not a big difference from mixing up somebody's name once to this happening every day? I'll ask you, Caitlin.
Yeah, well, like Roger said, that if they put him on trial, you know, it would be, you know, look like elder abuse. Parading him time and time again in front of the national media almost constitutes elder abuse as well. Remember, he declined a prime time interview before the Super Bowl. I think, again, this is not mix-ups or, you know, lapses. It's a cognitive decline time and time again. These are big mistakes that he is making. And given what is on the world stage, both on foreign and domestic policy, it really makes you wonder what is going on behind closed doors in the Biden administration if this is the Biden that we are getting on the main stage.
I think that's true. Roger, do you agree with that?
Oh yeah. And I think we're talking about death, and the left is trying to say, well, he talked about his son's death, and that was unfair. Well, the date of his son's death is a public record. And he didn't actually address the question, did he actually forget when his son died? Did he actually forget the years he was vice president of the United States? He did not deny that he forgot those things when he was questioned about it. I mean, that's the media really should be following up. This is a real thing. And the report has said, he's an elderly, sympathetic man who has lost his game. And we see it in the clip you just ran. There are real questions now as to whether his cabinet members are going to say, hey, we should start looking at the 25th Amendment and see if there's a way we could, for the sake of the country, right? I wonder if those discussions are happening right now because of what we've seen. There's real questions as to whether he is actually capable for the job right now.
I think it's an obvious answer, no, and I've been pointing this out for the longest time. Whether he can survive this politically, time is going to tell. More Democrats seem to be jumping ship. Anyway, appreciate you both. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Roger, thank you. Caitlin, thank you. 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. We'll check in with Marsha Blackburn at the bottom of the hour. Later on, you will meet a mother. How would you feel if an illegal immigrant raped and killed your daughter? We'll get to that. And more of your calls, 800-941-SEAN. When we come back, more of the best of the Sean Hannity Show. Stay tuned. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long, but in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming, and they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps swim spa, and they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. Once again, Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, they're investing in their customers out of their own pocket without charging an extra penny. And I'm really happy to announce that Pure Talk is now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. That's right. As you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless provider has you covered at home and abroad. Pure Talk already puts you on America's most dependable 5G network, and now they're giving you coverage in over 50 countries as well. You get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of the big carriers Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Now bring your phone or get great savings on the latest iPhones and Androids. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. That's puretalk.com/Sean. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. Make the switch to Pure Talk so you can afford to travel this summer.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, days are getting warmer, and it's so easy to reminisce about fond summer memories with you and your family. Hey, if you want those precious moments all year long, well, you might want to consider a Michael Phelps Swim Spa by Master Spas. Now, imagine combining the leisure of a hot tub with the exercise benefits of a pool all in one elegant package. Well, that's what you get with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa. Now, Master Spas technology is incredible. They have LED lighting, beautiful waterfalls, and those super powerful massage jets will relieve pressure on any achy joint. And surprisingly, installation takes only one day. Linda, you love yours.
I cannot tell you how much we love it. And you know what? We get it up and running all year long. But in the spring, the kids are even more excited to go out because it's not as cold to get there. It's got awesome LED lights. Anthony and I can use it for our shoulders and our aching joints. And the kids are jumping around and swimming. And they're swimming better than ever because it's a Michael Phelps swim spa. And they're learning. It's fantastic.
100% built in the U.S. by the world's largest swim spa manufacturer. Go to masterspas.com, put in the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. You save up to $1,000 off your Master Spa. Promo code Hannity for up to $1,000 in savings. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, masterspas.com. All right, joining us now, Tennessee Senator Marsha Blackburn is back with us. Senator, welcome back to the program. Glad you're with us.
Good to be with you, yes, and what interesting times we are having in Washington right now.
That's one way to put it. Before we get to the issue of Biden and the border and the bill and the angst of Mitch McConnell, which is very real, let me ask you, did you have a chance at all to listen in and hear any of these Supreme Court arguments over the issue of whether or not Democrats who are telling us that democracy is in peril, whether or not Democrats, will be successful in this effort to take Trump off the ballot?
And I participated in a press conference over in front of the Supreme Court in support of President Trump. Sean, we had filed an amicus brief earlier in support of the president, and what we see the Democrats doing is continuing to fight to find a way to keep him from being president. What we know is this: the American people should choose their president, not the state courts in this country. And that is what they're doing. They have been after Donald Trump ever since he came down the escalator to announce his campaign. They are not going to stop, and we know that. But this is one of the reasons it is so important that we elect President Donald Trump in November.
Well, I mean, then you have the main case where you have one Democratic operative in a high position of power and using that position ostensibly to unilaterally decide he can't be on the ballot in Maine. Look, in spite of, I watched this and listened to this closely, and it was interesting to hear the justices almost telling people what their argument should be, the lawyers on both sides. It was interesting because I walked away, even the New York Times walked away saying there's no way that Donald Trump doesn't win this case. And just on the surface, the idea that you could hold somebody accountable for insurrection, they've never been charged with it, let alone convicted of it, and let alone if they, you know, appropriately defined it, because they haven't done that either. I don't see it going anywhere.
Well, we don't either, but we know this is all part and parcel of their work to try to embarrass the president and keep the president from running. And we are continuing to support him in this effort and to call out what the Democrats and the left are doing. And as you listen to what the court is saying, as you listen to their reasoning and their approach, you know that they're not agreeing with the left that this should be a 14th Amendment Clause 3 issue, and the way they're trying to reinterpret some of, whether it's some of the cases previously, whether they're trying to reinterpret phrasing from our foundational documents.
Yeah, well, I think you raise a good point. It was pretty interesting, and I'm sure you saw this as well. Now the Biden administration, now all of a sudden out of nowhere, they're floating the idea that, well, he might actually be able to use executive actions to help get the border more secure. Well, that has been our argument from the very beginning. He, in this first 100 days, he rescinded every Trump border policy and agreement with other countries that was working. Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, the Remain in Mexico policy. He stopped border wall construction, ended Title 42, and the list goes on. And so if he would put those policies back in place, the border would be secure. And on top of everything, then you have a provision in there that gives total and complete discretion to the people that have aided and abetting in the law breaking for three long years. And that would be people like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and Alejandro Mayorkas. They've been aiding and abetting in the law breaking, and they have no intention of enforcing the laws of this land, quite the opposite. And I'm just trying to understand, what was the Senate thinking here? If they wanted to adopt a bill, H.R. 2 in the House would have been sufficient.
H.R. 2 landed in the U.S. Senate on May 15th, 2023. Now, the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is charged with taking it up, has held a total of 80 hearings and markups since that point in time. And we have never taken up H.R. 2, so a vehicle has been there since May. But they didn't want to have a vote on that. Now, you're exactly right when you talk about this being something of Joe Biden's making, because his first 100 days, he took 94 executive actions that opened the border and relaxed immigration laws. He has made this crisis. And you're exactly right. With a stroke of a pen, just like he made this crisis come to be, he could reverse it by reversing those policies and going back to the policies of President Donald Trump. Now, Sean, you're right. Those are things that we know. Now, the bill that the Senate did, and I know James Langford worked hard on this, and he is a good man. But, Sean, this bill was an immigration bill. It was not a border security bill. What Tennesseans want to see, what the American people want to see, is a secure border, because we have people dying of fentanyl poisoning. It is the biggest killer of Americans 18 to 45 years of age. We have human trafficking. We have sex trafficking. We have gangs in communities and towns and cities that have never had gangs. And we see this. The American people see it. And what they want is the border secure. Do we need to deal with asylum laws and catch and release and some of these other provisions? Yes, we do. But what we have to do is stop what is happening at the border with people who we do not know who they are, where they're from, why they're coming. We have to stop that first.
Oh, I agree with you, and it's been a position I've held for a long time, and we've proven that we do know how to do it. We're capable of doing it. It just seems now, I know that people like Senator Cruz and others, you know, think that Mitch McConnell is the problem. It makes no sense to me that they even began these negotiations. And maybe you heard it, Senator, yourself, but I've had it confirmed now by four separate people that in the middle of negotiating this and discussing the ideas that they were going to put in the bill, that senators were explicitly told not to tell people like me, don't tell Sean Hannity, you know, please don't feed him these provisions. And I'm thinking, well, they don't really care about what I think about it, but they do care about the fact that I'm going to broadcast stupid provisions that they're going to put in their bill. So that tells me what they knew, what they were doing would not be palpable with conservatives in this country, and they were trying to slip it through. And that aggravates me more than the idea that they believe this nonsense.
And, Sean, as I said, what people want to see is a secure border. They see what having people in this country is doing to their communities. People that are coming in as part of gangs are drug dealers that are forcing fentanyl into communities, or human traffickers, sex traffickers. The American people are seeing this. They see when kids are kicked out of a community center so that those that are illegally in the country can be there. They see what happens when schools are shut down so that those illegally coming into the community have somewhere to spend the night. And people are just saying, look, this is wrong, and it needs to come to a halt. And they don't want us to deal with Ukraine or Russia or Ukraine or Israel or Taiwan until we tend to what is happening on our southern border and secure our nation's sovereignty and protect the citizens of this country. And I have heard it over and over and over.
Well, where do you stand with leadership? Obviously not being as responsive. And did you hear my name being bannered about, oh, don't pass this information on to Sean Hannity?
I did not personally hear that. I know some said they did. I did not personally hear that. But what I do know is this, Sean, is that if we had stayed with regular order and would have taken up H.R. 2 in a timely manner and would have had hearings and a markup in our committee and then debated this bill on the floor, the American people would have seen every single minute of that debate. It would have been on C-SPAN. It would have been public. They could have listened to it. They could have seen who was for securing the border and who was not. And members would have been held to account.
You know, where do you stand on the issue of McConnell?
Sean, I think right now what we need to do is get this border secure. We're going to have leadership elections. That is something that is going to be tended to in due course. But right now, my concern is let's do what we have to do to get this border secure. Let's do what we have to do. Certainly do not go to another government shutdown. We need to be tending to things the American people want us to get done. and I hear from Tennesseans every single day, is that they are ready for us to move forward on the issues. They want us to be number one. Inflation is number two. Crime is number three.
Yeah, well, and I will tell you, beyond that, the budget deficit, which is robbing our kids and our grandkids blind. Anyway, Marsha Blackburn, we appreciate you being with us, and our love to our friends in Tennessee and Music Row, Music City. We love them. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. Quick break, right back. Your calls on the other side, 800-941-SHAWN, our number, as we continue straight ahead.
Our final roundup and information overload hour.
If you felt like booking your timeshare was difficult in the past, you know it's recently been almost impossible. Now, most clients are shocked to learn that their timeshare is now available to the public, and that severely limits booking options. Now, many owners have also reached out, and they're upset that their yearly dues have nearly doubled during the maintenance fee season. Now, for well over a decade, our friends at Lone Star Transfer, a family-owned company, they have had the pleasure of helping thousands and thousands of people legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Now, Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. Call my good friends for a free, no-obligation consultation. Write this down. Call today, 833-594-0075. 833-594-0075. They're online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
All right, let's get to our busy phones. Big time, AJ, Houston, Texas. What's going on, baby?
Big time, Sean Hannity. Hey, Happy New Year to Linda, Ollie, the crew. And hope.
Thank you, ma'am. We love you. Happy New Year.
Valentine's Day for the girls. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies. 9-0. If that Supreme Court don't do 9-0, we're going to have problems in this country like nobody ever had before. Because who does this? This man, I'm rambling because it's the new year and I'm ready for this doggone nerdy, dopey, no good, dirty rats. This
right.
man hasn't done anything but made this country great. And you got all these crooks after him. They after him for a reason, Sean. And my question, Sean, is I want to, boy, I wish I could talk to Trump. I tell him, go to Chicago, go in the black neighborhood, walk down that middle of that street in the black neighborhood, Philadelphia, Detroit, all of them. Go in the black neighborhood and tell them what Biden and the Democrat Party been doing to them for decades and ain't got no results. And now you want to bring other people in here and help them more than they're helping you? My God, this is a joy. If Trump do that, he said he might do one in Madison Garden. I want him to go to doggone Chicago. They waiting on him. Remember, Sean, back in 16, they wouldn't let him in there?
Yep. Well, we know what's going to happen. We know they're going to lose their minds if he wins this election. But I will tell you, I don't know if the country can survive four more years with this guy who is a corpse. I really don't. I don't know how the country survives with this guy. Anyway, big time, AJ, Houston, Texas. We love you. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate your time. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. When we come back, not only will we hit the phones, 800-941-SHAWN, but we have a veteran trial attorney with his client whose daughter was raped and murdered by a Biden illegal immigrant. And, you know, how would you feel if this was you? And then you're watching, you know, 10 million plus people. And then Joe Biden, no, I've done everything I can do. And now today he's saying just the opposite after lying to us for 3 years, saying the border's secure and closed.
Hey, there's still a lot more ahead on the best of the Sean Hannity Show. Stay tuned for more right after news on this station.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.